Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having one of our favorite folks back on the show. He's been hanging out with us now for more than a dozen years. He's one of the top futurists of our time, a filmmaker, author of many important books, including Future Edge, Five Reasons of the Future, and of course, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, my favorite book in my entire library. He's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Tell you a funny story. I've had more calls and emails in the last month asking to quote from my book than I have in the last year. There are a bunch of authors out there who finally read me.
You're welcome. I mean, you're in both of my book. You're in both of my last two books, for God's sake. I mean,
that's right.
No, absolutely.
But you were way ahead of everybody. You were way ahead of everybody.
Well, it's worthy, folks. It's an almost 30-year work that continues to give and continues to be relevant and contemporary. I encourage you to find out whatever you can on what Joel has said about paradigms. Hey, Joel, you brought us the concept of 3D printing a dozen years ago when almost nobody was talking about it, and you set us up for it. And since that time, I've interviewed a number of people on my show who are in that business. But now there's a new throughput. Of course, folks, you know what it is. This is 3D printing. They're printing walls. They're printing organs. They're printing little parts instead of extruding them. They're printing 3D printing them. But the issue is not so much the printing technology. What they're now dealing with is new kinds of throughput. Right? What do you put through those injectors? And you got something new to report today.
What is the material that you're printing with? And let me make one addition, too. There's been an evolution in 3D printing. The language that is used more often than not now is additive manufacturing.
Yeah.
We add material to create the object that we want to have. We don't subtract it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will see that for your listeners, if they hear additive manufacturing, same thing as 3D printing.
Okay. All right, that's going to be in the test, folks.
Right, we'll test you at the end of the hour. What's interesting, and this is a classic development of any new technology, you start with the simplest things. You work the simplest things till you can't work them anymore. And in this case, in additive manufacturing or 3D manufacturing, they were working plastics, they were working soft materials, they were working concrete, softened concrete that then you extruded into a house. Mm-hmm. But it was all like, you would think about toothpaste, okay, mm-hmm. that you started with, and then you would extrude that to make shapes. Well, the problem is you had a strength issue. So what is happening right now is this is the next generation of a new technology. They've looked at what you call throughput, Jim, and they've said, mm-hmm. we've got to get something better, and by golly, they've done it. At Yale Mechanical Engineering Material Sciences have discovered that if you use what's called metallic glass, which is metal that has been cooled so rapidly from its molten state that it doesn't develop crystals. Okay, if you use metallic glass, you can extrude it with incredible detail, and everything works so that all of a sudden you can extrude, and just listen to this list, okay? Zirconium, titanium, copper, nickel, beryllium. That's just the beginning, because there are many, many other metals and alloys that can be turned into glassy metals. And what that says is all of a sudden, anything you wanted to do in metal, it looks like we'll be able to do, which changes the whole landscape.
So now, when I think of extrusion, though, I don't think of extrusion as being the same thing as 3D printing.
No, you're right. I shouldn't have used that verb. But what it is the material is ejected from a nozzle.
The knowledge is extruded in liquid form through the nozzle, which is the same thing as an extruded die, only it applies it to a form below the extruded things, and it builds it up. So what are the applications for this?
Well, anything metal. So all of a sudden, if you wanted a very complex piece of copper technology,
right,
you could 3D print it with the copper glassy material,
right,
and you would get exactly the same thing as you would have gotten with all the work you would have to do.
So the advantage, folks, is the angles. The advantage is the angles. Because, see, you can either forge metal, you can cast it, which is not as strong, you can extrude it, which works fine, but you can't get all the curlicues and little spaces in there, which is what 3D printing can do.
And, Jim, one other thing. You can actually do objects inside the object you are printing, which is impossible.
There you go. There you go. How about that, folks? New stuff coming at you. 22, right back with Joe Barker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.